Asylum deaths policy revealed. The Home Office has revealed it does not routinely inform family members when asylum seekers die in its care at migrant sites, including the former RAF Wethersfield. It says it does not want to supply details of these deaths publicly in case it upsets them and endangers their mental health. The disclosure comes at a time when there have been 176 deaths from all causes since 2020, and a doubling in the number of suicides over this period, with at least 23 people taking their lives. In 2022, 46 people died in Home Office accommodation, more than double the 19 who died in 2021. Official data shows that asylum seekers are at particularly high risk of suicide, in part due to Home Office policies, such as the introduction of mass accommodation sites, such as RAF Wethersfield and the Bibby Stockholm barge at Portland, Dorset. The Home Office has confirmed it is making less information about these deaths available than it did previously. The information about the practice of not notifying loved ones of deaths has emerged in a ruling against the Home Office by the Information Commissioner's Office. Deborah Coles, the Director of Inquest, a charity providing expertise to bereaved people on state-related deaths in England and Wales, said, "The levels of obfuscation and denial from the Home Office are unparalleled across any other public body. They show utter contempt for people who die in their care and their families. There is clear disregard for their legal and moral responsibility." A Home Office spokesperson said, "Any death in asylum accommodation is tragic and will always be subject to investigation by the police and coroner. When next of kin should be contacted, this will be done by the relevant authority. The Home Office work continually to ensure the needs and vulnerabilities of those residing in asylum accommodation are identified and considered, including those related to mental health and trauma."